Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 7th of April, and I'm recording at 9:40 p.m., and that's British summer time here in London. Now, for those of you who celebrate Easter, I hope you had a great holiday. And I certainly did. I'll just mention that I'll make an apology for my raspy voice here, because unusually for me, I picked up a bit of a cold, but hopefully I'm now on the mend, although it probably doesn't sound like it. Now, I'll start with stock markets, as usual. And Wall Street was open yesterday, one of the few markets that it was, and that led to and Wall Street was quite firm yesterday, so that led to some very good moves in the Asian markets. And just to run through these with you quickly, for instance, the Nikkei 225 in Japan was up 1.25%. But we had some explosive moves in the China market. Hang Seng, not so big on the percentage gain, 0.75 percentage point, but the Shanghai Composite Mainland China Index up 2.5%. Also the HSCEI, the H share index out of Hong Kong, was up 1%. And we had gains to the plus side here. They were very small, though, in India, which had commenced quite a good recovery last week. elsewhere, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, all up at least 0.75 percentage point. Looking at the European stock markets, we had gains across the boards, and some of these again were quite strong. Looks like the Netherlands up 2.16%, and number of gains over 1%, including Italy, Switzerland, not in the EU of course, but very strong. Sweden also, Switzerland was up 1.43%, Sweden up 1.3%, the UK FTSE 100 index up 1.88%, and the Euro Stoxx 50 up 1.44%, so very solid, although the European and US gains may be paired a little bit, at least during the opening. In Asia and Europe tomorrow, because Wall Street followed up with good opening gains, but then those gradually faded, well, mostly in the last hour and a half or so of trading, and closed with very, very slight losses among the leading indices and down near the lows of the day. Canada and Mexico were both closed to the upside, with some decent gains. In government bonds, let me just bring up the U.S. And we are currently down a little bit. For the USA, those bonds retraced earlier rises in the yields, and the yields are now back down to 1.8856. And looking at the US dollar, that was a big story, gaining 1.25 cents here against the dollar index, which is of course mostly against the European currencies. And for instance, that's back up to nearly 98. It's 97.993. So a good bounce off the lower side of the range in here today. This voice isn't going to last long. So I'll put you out of my misery sooner rather than later, I promise. Euro slipped to 1.0806, and sterling, let's see here, slipped to 1.4803. The yen slipped here 120.38 against the US dollar. So again, it's just a generally good day here for the for the US dollar. I think if that gets back up towards the 100 level in the near term, that will provide some concerns, not least perhaps at the Fed. My view on this is that we're most likely to see the dollar range for several months in a lengthy consolidation below that level, particularly if the Fed had surreptitiously intervened, as I have mentioned on a number of occasions. On a longer term basis, this firm remains fully of the view that the dollar will strengthen additionally. And the driving factors there will be its technology lead and also its near energy self-sufficiency. Okay, in commodities, we had the continuous commodity index steady here overall. Among the gainers, prices of oil, the WTI crude is at 53.13. It's up a dollar. And the Brent crude is currently at 58.57. That's up 45 cents. Soft commodities look a little lower for the most part. Some of the metals have been firmer in here, including I think particularly the industrial metals have been firmer in here today for a change. Precious metals a little bit easier on the strength of the US dollar. And having said a moment ago that I'm going to put you out of my misery earlier rather than later, again, apologies for the voice, and all the very best to all of you.